Good morning. I'm Tom Bogdan, and I'm the president of the University Corporation for Atmospheric Research, based in Boulder, Colorado. And we are delighted to be here, my senior leadership team, partnering with McGill University, the University of Toronto, and York, to host, I think, a really unique and exciting day for atmospheric, climate, weather, air quality-related sciences in Canada, a chance for us to get to know each other a little bit better, a chance to understand where we have common interests, where we have common threats, where we have common opportunities that face our two communities, and then potentially to think about what are those collaborative partnership activities that we might want to engage in going forward from today. You know, weather, like many other things, does not respect political borders, and therefore the sorts of issues that are being dealt with in Canada, are being dealt with in the U.S., are being dealt with in Mexico as well. And so it's a real honor for us to be here today. I want to allow our local organizing committee here to also say a few words about the setup for today's event and how we're going to go through it. But I want to leave you with one thought to retain throughout the whole process. Raise your hand and ask questions. This is not designed to be a information coming from here being received by you and that's it. We really want information to be flowing in all directions. You're busy people. There were other things that you could have been doing today that quite potentially might have been more important, but you took the chance to come here and spend some time with us. So use that opportunity to engage, and let's all be listening and talking.
I just wanted to, first of all, again, repeat Tom's welcome to you. We're going to have a chance coming up in about 20 minutes to introduce ourselves and get to know who's present at the meeting. I wanted to give you a sense of the schedule today. My name is Paul Kushner. I'm from the University of Toronto. The schedule we've set up over a series of telecons involves basically a two-part exercise. In the morning, we're going to hear about UCAR and its programs, and that should jog ideas for potential collaborative opportunities and for our own research community here in Canada. Then we'll have a lunch break. In the afternoon, there'll be a series of three panels where we'll talk about opportunities for coordination in research and education. I wanted to mention that there's going to be a slight change in schedule. At 1 p.m., Dr. David Grimes will be giving some remarks for about 15 minutes, and that will come immediately after lunch, and that'll set the stage for the panels. Apart from that, there are no major changes in schedule that I know about. I think John Jackham has some information about the wireless, and I think that's all I'll say for now. John, did you want to say a couple of other words? Yes, yeah. And introduce the
dean. Hi, my name is John Jackham. I work here as a professor in the Department of Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences at McGill University. I'd like to welcome all of you here. As all of you realize, a university happens to be a community of scholars, and that's true for all universities around the world. One of the aspects that has always made me feel welcome when I go to NCAR and to UCAR, usually once or twice a year, is that I feel that same community, that scholarship in Boulder, Colorado. I think it's outstanding. An outstanding opportunity to collaborate with scientists and educators at UCAR. So this is an opportunity today to get together and try to facilitate further collaborations between the university community in Canada and UCAR. So let's take advantage of that opportunity to the extent possible. Just a word of some detail. I've been, for those of you in the front, I've been passing around these pieces of paper. That's internet access, and I'll do so just after this so that you can access the internet. EduRome does work here as well, so for those of you who are onto that, it shouldn't be a problem, but there's a few more of you in the back in particular that need internet access, and I have those documents for you. So at this point, I am ready to introduce our Dean Martin Grant of the Faculty of Science. Martin has been here, I guess, for about the same number of years that I've been here, since the 1980s at McGill. And he's kindly agreed to come here to welcome you for all of us. So here is Martin Grant.
Thanks, John, and thanks for the reminder of how long I've been here. I had it earlier today from Paul, who apparently was one of my first students in thermal physics in 1987, and he said to me out there, "Now I know what happened to that guy." So I got tenure, and I'm still here, et cetera. On behalf of the university, I welcome you to this workshop. It looks to me like it's going to be a great event. I like the combination of universities, outside universities, and an international meeting. And that's the things to which we aspire at this university, and I'm glad to hear that John has been able to organize this with others at this time. McGill has been a proud and active member of UCAR since 1971. The common goals of our institutions have provided a foundation for research collaborations and educational linkages, such as with COMET. There's been a huge academic renewal at McGill University. Within the university, I think across the university, something like 75% of the professors were not here like 10 years ago. And that's well reflected in John's department with his 14 tenure-track faculty members, addressing many crucial research issues such as we'll be talking about today. We look forward to further collaborations with UCAR, and as a result of today's workshop, we welcome an expansion of research and educational collaborations within Canada internationally. Have a good workshop, guys.
So thanks, Martin, for that introduction. And at this point, just a point of detail, everybody has a microphone in front of them, and if you wish to speak, all you need to do is press the button, and it's going to turn red, and you should be able to speak. If everybody starts speaking at once, I have a button up here that we can control in stopping everybody, so we can avoid the prospect of a riot. At this point, we are in a position to introduce the participants. And what I would like to do, first of all, is introduce Tom Bogdan, who's the UCAR president. He's going to be providing us with some words of introduction and concept. Additionally, we have Jim Hurrell, who's the NCAR director. Jim? Emily Kobabe-Aman, who's the director of the UCAR Community Programs, and Mohan Ramamurthy, who's the director of the Unidata Program at UCAR. It's interesting to note that I was at the University of Illinois, and upon departing the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign for McGill, the guy who replaced me was Mohan. Is that right? I think you would come out of the University of Oklahoma and doing data assimilation with Fred Carr. So additionally, we have Rich Jeffries, who's the director of the COMET program, and Bill Large, who is the division director of Climate and Global Dynamics Division of the NCAR Earth System Laboratory. So at this point, what we should do is start out, I guess. Paul, do you want to just say a few words? We're going to go around, and again, nobody has to stand up. We simply have the capability of the mic in front of you, and just do a quick roundtable of an introduction.
Right, so I won't reintroduce myself, but I'll just say that if you have a question, don't be shy to use the microphones, because we have a few people online listening today, and in order for them to hear your question and hear the full discussion, we'll need to be using the microphones. So I've introduced myself. I'm really eager to meet all of you, so I'll pass along, and why don't we kind of go in an S pattern, starting with David. Yep.
Thank you. My name's David Grimes. I'm the head of Canada's Meteorological Service. I'm also the president of the World Meteorological Organization.
Well, good morning, everyone. I've already been introduced, but my name is Jim Hurl. I'm director of the National Center for Atmospheric Research, and just truly appreciate the opportunity to be here today and very much looking forward to the discussions.
I'm Rachel Hauser. I'm the research. I'm the Foundations and Partnerships Manager at UCAR and NCAR, and thanks for coming.
Good morning again, everyone. I'm Tom Bogdan. I'm UCAR's sixth president, succeeded Rick Anthus, who held that job for 23 years. I began my term back in January of 2012 and actually began my career at NCAR as a postdoctoral fellow. So it's fascinating to have started there in 1983, walking in the doors as a bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, long-haired person in jeans, and many years later having the the honor of really the stewardship of that organization. So looking forward to spending a lot of time meeting all of you here and chatting about the issues that you see. I'm really looking forward to today. And again, thank you very much to the local team here, including Paula Dominguez, for great job in putting this event together.
Good morning. My name is Per Nyberg. I'm the Worldwide Business Development Director for CRE, and it's a pleasure to be here and look forward to meeting all of you.
Hi, I'm Jean-Pierre Saint-Maurice. I'm from the University of Saskatchewan. I'm the chair of the Institute of Space and Atmospheric Studies out there. My own interest is ionospheric and magnetospheric physics, so you could say I'm apparently one of the few space physicists in this room. But here's one who's not too far.
So hello, I'm Paul Charbonneau. I'm a professor at the University of Montreal on the other side of the hill here. I'm a solar physicist, and I'm a bit on the fringe of things here. But a lot of the work we do deals with interactions of solar activity with the Earth's atmosphere. And I think there's actually quite a bit of expertise in Canada in space physics. And this is something where I think there would be a lot of mutual benefits for us to connect a bit more closely with what goes on south of the border, as we say.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Emily Kobabe-Aman. I am the director of UCAR's community programs. I started out life as a geoscientist and then spent the last 10 years or so working in science and education strategy for NASA. I began as UCAR's community programs director about 15 months ago, and I'm excited to talk to you about some of the new directions UCP is headed, particularly in the area of operations to service.
Hello, I'm Roland Stull, Atmospheric Science Program at the University of British Columbia. I'm chair of the program, and I direct the Geophysical Disaster Computational Fluid Dynamics Center.
Good morning, everyone. My name's Elizabeth Boston. I'm the director for Mathematical, Environmental, and Physical Sciences at NSERC. That's the Natural Sciences and Engineering Research Council of Canada. And for those of you who don't know us, I'd say our closest equivalent in the U.S. is the NSF. So I'm responsible for programs that fund basic research in environmental sciences.
I'm Peter Taylor. I teach atmospheric science at York University in Toronto, and my research interests are primarily the atmospheric boundary layer, but also we try to run a mesoscale or a regional scale network of VHF wind profilers, which is one of my biggest headaches these days. In terms of contacts with NCAR, I've worked with Pete Sullivan and Don Lenshaw in M-Cubed, but nothing too recent, but that was a very successful collaboration.
Good morning. My name is Majid Fekri. I work at the Research and Development Department at the Weather Network, or Pelmrix Media, and I'm also a student at McGill University. Nice to meet you.
I'm Dylan Jones. I'm in atmospheric physics at the University of Toronto. I'm a chemical transport modeler. I also do chemical data simulation. The main focus in my research group is looking at the impact of pollution on the global atmosphere, focusing on both the troposphere and the stratosphere.
I'm Kaylee Walker. I'm also from the Atmospheric Physics Group at the University of Toronto. My interests are in remote sensing of the atmosphere, mostly the middle atmosphere, but as low down and as high up as we can get. And I'm the deputy mission scientist for Canada's SciSat mission, or the Atmospheric Chemistry Experiment. And we have a number of colleagues at NCAR who are good people to collaborate, who really work well with our data.
Yeah, good morning. My name is Chris Fletcher. I'm a faculty member at the University of Waterloo. I'm a climate modeler. My research group are engaged in many activities using climate models, specifically the NCAR climate model right now, to investigate diverse aspects of climate variability and change, with specific focus on the cryosphere and interactions between changing snow cover and the atmosphere. I'm a co-investigator in the NCERC, one of the NCERC CCAR networks, headed up by Paul Kushner, called CanSite, and I'm very much looking forward to discussing how University of Waterloo might be able to engage more with UCAR today. Thanks.
Hi, my name is Mike Waite. I'm also from the University of Waterloo. Unlike Chris, I'm in applied math department, but actually even though it's math, there's four professors and about 20 grad students working on atmosphere and ocean dynamics, mainly computational stuff, and a few of us use WRF quite frequently.
So. I'm Bill Large. I'm the director of the Climate Global Dynamics Division in NCAR's Earth System Laboratory, and I have been given license to represent as best I can the other two divisions in that laboratory. One is the Mesoscale Microscale Meteorology Division, which is the home of WRF, and also the Atmospheric Chemistry Division.
I'm Mohan Ramamurthy, Director of Unity in UCAR Community Programs. You'll hear more about Unidata when I do my presentation in the next segment. My background is in atmospheric modeling. I spent, as John said, a good amount of times, almost 17 years at the University of Illinois doing mesoscale meteorology, data simulation, and ensemble forecasting.
Good morning. I'm Charles Lin. I'm the Director General of Atmospheric Science and Technology in Environment Canada. I look after weather science, climate science, and air quality science for the department. Before joining Environment Canada 7 years ago, I was in academia, 6 years at U of T, and 20 years at McGill University. And I've spent many meetings in this room while at McGill.
Good morning. I'm Karen Kofeld. I'm from Simon Fraser University. I'm the Canada Research Chair in Climate, Resource, and Global Change. And my personal research focuses on paleoclimate and carbon cycling on glacial interglacial timescales, but also coming up to millennial timescales. And as part of my chair, I also have a portion of my research group focusing on historical changes in wind speed behavior and weather events, largely in the Pacific Northwest.
My name is William Ward from the University of New Brunswick. I'm a professor there involved in mainly middle atmosphere, mesosphere, lower thermosphere coupling. I have an involvement with the Canadian middle atmosphere model and also observations up in Eureka of gravity waves, tides, so on. So.
Good morning. My name is Daniel Bourgault. I'm a professor at the University of Quebec in Rimouski. I actually did my PhD here at McGill University with Charles Linz. I'm also here to represent some of my colleagues at ISMA. We're a group of four physical oceanographers, so I'm really looking forward to see this meeting. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Rich Jeffries. I'm the third director of COMET since in its 24 years. I took over for Tim Spangler about 19 months ago. I came from a background of 35 years in the U.S. Department of Defense, where I was 23 years as an operational forecaster and 12 years in the education and training end of meteorology and physical oceanography. And I'm also here as one of two of the WMO Region 4 focal points for education and training.
Hi, I'm Gilbert Brunet. I'm a director, deputy director of weather science at the Met Office in secondment from Environment Canada. I'm also chair of the World Radio Research Program, which have organized this meeting we had in Montreal this week. I'm also adjunct professor at McGill. I've been, along the years, be able to supervise students. I'm an expert in predictive dynamical process. But probably for this meeting, a good expertise I have been working a lot in managing a program for Earth system prediction at a weather timescale to seasonal timescale. And also in the Met Office and here also developed a lot of collaboration for the university and quite familiar how it works also in UK now with NERC, which is the equivalent of NSER. So maybe this could be helpful for the discussion.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Michel Jean. I'm the Director General of a newly established organization called the Canadian Center for Meteorological and Environmental Prediction with the Met Service of Canada. So we're essentially responsible of running all the data simulation and the numerical weather prediction suite, as well as managing the full suite of technology transfer from research to operations. Finally, I guess all of the training and career development of staff within the Met Service of Canada also fall under my responsibility. So therefore, we're looking forward to the discussions today. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Tim Merlis. I'm an assistant professor in the McGill Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences Department. My research interests are in climate change and the atmospheric general circulation.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jennifer Milton, and I'm the director of the newly formed Training and Career Development Division in Meteorological Service of Canada. I'm also, as Rich, one of the WMO's ETR focal points for North for Region 4. So I'm really happy to be back at McGill. I was here as a student quite a few years ago, and looking forward to a very interesting discussion. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jamie Goodell, also director of a newly formed division within Michelle's group. I'm director of the Forecast Systems Integration and Innovation Division. I also am an ex-student of McGill. I was here about 105 years ago. And it's really good to be back, and I'm looking forward to the discussion.
My name is Thomas Piekutowski. I'm the manager of the Sun Earth System Sciences Group at the Canadian Space Agency. We support activities related to currently operating and future satellites that observe phenomena in the ionosphere and beyond the atmosphere and the surface.
Hi, I'm Yanping Li from University of Saskatchewan, located in the School of School of Environment and Sustainability and the Global Institute for Water Security. Before I moved to Canada, I have lived in Boulder for a few years for my postdoc, and my research area is mesoscale dynamics and regional climate modeling.
Yes, my name is Alta Foren. I'm from McMaster University. My interest is in the land surface ecosystem models and also the flux measurements. I work with Canadian Land Surface Scheme and Canadian Terrestrial Ecosystem Model carbon and nitrogen cycles. I also work with FluxNet Canada North American Carbon Program on the flux measurement side. So we have been actively participating on both sides, on the modeling side as well as on the flux measurement side in North American Carbon Cycle Program. In the past, I ran the CCM, I ran the BAS-SIB model, so I look forward to more collaborations. Thanks.
Hi, my name is Jim Abraham. I'm retired from Environment Canada, but work with many people in this room through my career, certainly my colleagues in Environment Canada with Tom at the Space Agency, certainly with some folks from UCARN, in particular the folks from Comet. I was involved with starting the Canadian relationship with Comet about 12 years ago, and as well certainly with my colleagues in the academic community that are here working very closely with them. I've been working with John Jackham probably since you've been to McGill University, John. And I was working with Gilbert on the organization of the World Weather Science Conference. So I was in the neighborhood and was encouraged to stroll up and say hi.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Greg Bird. I'm Deputy Director of the UCAR Comet Program. Work for Rich over here. Been at Comet 20 years, and my primary focus is business development as well as science and outreach programs. And previously, I spent 10 years at the State University of New York, where I had an active research program in structure and dynamics of winter storms, not the least of which a focus on lake effect snow.
Good morning. I'm Martin Leduc. I'm currently a postdoc fellow at the Concordia University with Professor Damon Matthews, that was unable to be here today because he's in BC. I'm also working in collaboration with the Uranus Consortium. And a few weeks ago, I was at NCAR. I was one of those lucky young scientists to be part of the summer school there. This summer school was addressing uncertainties in climate change research by using an integrated approach. So people from different fields of research were working together there. So it was really a great experience. That's it.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Anne Frigon. I'm responsible for the climate simulation and analysis group at Uranus. We have developed expertise on regional climate modeling and science, and we have the mandate to produce regional climate simulations to support the projects at Uranus that focus on impact and adaptation, and also for our scientific collaborators through the network that we have developed. We have now access to a few hundred scientists with expertise that span from climate modeling and development, hydrology, forestry, agriculture, infrastructure, etc. Thank you.
I'm Ramon Elia. I also work in Uranus, that, by the way, is here in Montreal, a few blocks from here. And in addition to applied research, in addition to work with clients and partners, we try to do basic research, and I'm one of those in charge of that.
Good morning. My name is Julie Thériault, and I'm an assistant professor at the Department of Earth and Atmospheric Science at the University of Quebec in Montreal. My research interest is winter weather, precipitation processes, and how they interact to each other, and also the accurate measurements of precipitation, especially for the winter season at the ground. I've been collaborating with NCAR scientists for a few years now, and I'm looking forward for today's meeting, and I'm happy to be here today.
Hi, I'm Pierre Gauthier, also from Université du Québec à Montréal. I'm director of the SKS Center, which is very well known for its research on regional climate modeling, but we're equally active in remote sensing, and my own personal field is data simulation, which relies on models developed by other groups and observations collected by many organizations internationally. So I think collaboration is mandatory in my field, so I'm very happy to be here.
Hi, I'm Nigel Relay. I've spent too many hours in this room on the McGill Senate. I'm currently the director of the Global Environmental and Climate Change Research Center here at McGill for one more week. Then I become chair of the Department of Geography. I'm not sure which job's worse. I'm here representing, actually, the Canadian Geophysical Union. Brian Branfieren, who's president, asked me to attend the meeting on the CGU's behalf. My involvement in NCAR actually goes back a very long time. NCAR, the atmospheric chemists from NCAR, were involved in the original NOES experiment in 1990 on the Hudson's Bay lowlands. I've been a UCAR visiting fellow at other institutions. And we've done a fair bit of work off and on over the years with CLM at NCAR.
I'm Paul Myers from the Department of Earth and Atmospheric Sciences at the University of Alberta. I guess I'm another of these former McGill graduate students, having been here back in the 1990s. I'm here representing the Atmospheric Sciences Group from Earth and Atmospheric Science at the U of A, where we have five faculty members working on different areas of atmosphere, climate, and the ocean. Personally, I'm a physical oceanographer involved in numerical modeling as well as data observations looking at links between the Arctic and the Atlantic Oceans. I'll also mention I'm a former president of the Canadian Meteorological and Oceanographic Society, as Pierre is as well, and I'm also the present chair of the Canadian National Committee for the Scientific Committee on Ocean Research. And I mention those last two because this is, with this being a meeting looking at bringing together like aspects of meteorology, atmospheric science in Canada, the marine science community in Canada, which is fairly diverse and fragmented, is looking at how we can bring ourselves together and be more integrated. So I'm very interested in this process, so how we can maybe use it in the marine sciences as well.
Good morning. My name is Al Kelly. I'm an associate director of NCAR, reporting directly to Dr. Hurl over in the corner. My responsibilities there are basically the supercomputing resources, data storage, large data infrastructures, pristine research archives, and a research portfolio that sits at the intersection of massively parallel computers and large data sets. But before joining NCAR, I spent much of my life with many of these colleagues in this room as an Environment Canada meteorologist with 26 years here at the Canadian Meteorological Center in Dorval. Well, I'm pleased to be home again.
Good morning. My name is Yi Huang. I'm an assistant professor at the Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences Department here at McGill. And my interest is in atmospheric radiation, trying to reduce uncertainty in radiative forcing and feedback at both global and regional scales. I was a participant of NCAR Summer School and have been a user of the NCAR climate model and data ever since. Welcome to McGill.
Wayne Hocking from the University of Western Ontario. I'm a professor there. My research interests cover the troposphere, stratosphere, and mesosphere. I go up to 100 kilometers in my research. I also represent Murdoch Incorporated, which is a radar wind profiler construction company.
So thank you. It's clear that we have a very broad representation of participants here today. We are in the rather interesting and unusual position of being ahead of schedule. This is something that neither Paul nor I ever anticipated. But what this allows us to do is have some additional time for discussion this morning. We have, as you can see, a number of presentations from the UCAR community. One might interpret the agenda to be kind of like UCAR in the morning, Canada in the afternoon, but really that's not the way it's going to be. What it really is a dialogue and interaction between the Canadian University community and the University Corporation for Atmospheric Research and NCAR. So to facilitate that, we plan to have quite a bit of discussion. There's going to be some great presentations this morning. There's no question about that. But at the same time, like Tom said, feel free to ask questions. It's very, very important that we have discussion here. Just a word about the overall purpose of this meeting. And some of you may wonder, well, you know, why are we having this? And I guess from my perspective, the community, the atmospheric and oceanic sciences community, really needs to get together and collaborate to tackle some of the world's great problems in climate and weather science. It's crucial that we do that. And the more interactions, the more collaborations we have, the better. There's a tremendous amount of talent that has largely gone unnoticed, I think, in Canada that needs to be tapped into so that we can really facilitate these collaborations and interactions to really attack some of the big, big problems in climate and weather science. So that's my perspective, and I hope we can at least get there, start there today.